information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. The name is Larry. Ah, on another incredible week where a lot of, you know, fascinating, not underwhelming stuff happened. Yeah, but I just thought about it. We still have no idea where that plane went to. You know, the Malaysia MH370, we have no idea. But the news this week, the stories that made the news this week, the big one, the granddaddy, the big boss, the big Dara of all the news, things that happened in the news this week. Zimbabwe beat Australia in cricket for the first time in 31 years. 31 years. You know, I feel like I should have paused there and wanted had that fake applause, you know, that you know, the one that you get the little sting with people. I don't know. Because it's a big thing. It was fascinating because when Zimbabwe won, or rather when Prosper Wesea hit the big six to win the match, I was in that Castle Corner, and everybody knows that Castle Corner is the most fascinating place to be when you're watching cricket, because that's where the fans really go all out. They go crazy. Yeah. Also, this past week, there was a rumor that Ja Prayzer had died in an accident. Not true, of course, but it's social media. Social media does this all the time. It just gets overexcited, and then the rumor goes wild. Oh, it gets all crazy. I know every couple of months, Winky D dies in a car accident. Social media is now killing people in Zimbabwe. It just goes crazy, yeah. Just a sort of thing. The Big Chill was back this past week. It was hosted at Old Hararians, and so, yeah, that happened. It's a pretty cool thing. There was a sizable crowd, performances from MMT and a couple of other people, so, yeah. And DJs also performed. They could have done better with the sound, but, you know, given the fact that it had been away for a while, it was a nice return. Also happening this week, Pastor Chris, you know, that Christ Embassy, the guy with a very interesting hairstyle. Yeah, apparently his wife wants a divorce. She wants to leave him, and yeah, it's a thing. And she says, according to reports, her lawyers say that there's no chance of reconciling this marriage. It's done, and there's no chance of it working out. And they accuse him of infidelity, adultery, and that sort of thing. The running joke now, which is a running gag, is that he's got a thing that's happening, a conference, where he talks about miracles and so forth, and everybody says, how come he can't miraculously make his marriage come back together? And, yeah, it's a joke, you know, people, crazy. Also, what happened this week, the Big Brother house, yeah, this is big news. Big Brother has had to be postponed because the house caught fire. I mean, just a couple of days, it was supposed to, Big Brother Africa 9 was supposed to start on the 7th of September, and the house caught fire, just boom, gone. There's no Big Brother house for now. They're looking for a second one, a new one, and yeah, so it's going to take time because it's got to be rigged, it's got to be put properly. It's not just a normal house, you just can't get a house and just put cameras in there. You know, you've got to make it all technically correct and all that other stuff. So yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take before Big Brother's back again. Another thing to make the news this week, Lesotho had a coup, quote-unquote. May or may not have had a coup. The army says there was no coup. But the country's prime minister ran away from the country and decided, yeah, I don't want to be in that country. So he was in South Africa for 5 days. Then, yeah, everybody was sat down and, you know, in spite of the fact that there's turmoil in there, the army says, no, there's no coup. There's a guy who just overreacted. And in the news, finally, for this week, something explosive. Yeah, incredibly explosive. A local daily is serializing a book called Oliver Mtukudzi Backstage. Now, according to what is said, it's a book written by Oliver Mtukudzi's former publicist, Shepard Mutamba, in which he talks about some of the stuff that people don't know about Oliver Mtukudzi. Some of the stuff that it may be critical of the great man, and some of the stuff that some people might be like, oh yeah, I know about that, and some intimate details about his past. So, should be interesting. Yeah, it should be incredible. I don't know. I mean, I know a couple of fans already say, oh, no, how can you put a book like that together? But it's a story. If it's an accurate story, maybe it does need to be told. I don't know. What do you think?
Warning. 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 This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix.
Hear me now. Yeah. You know the manic and easy shorty. I'm black and I'm proud in an easy shorty. With the body not point and it who shorty. Condos and needy gardening as a shorty. Like a curry ramoketo and easy shorty. Chirata chakapinda and easy shorty. Masaladi like guinea. Ashore kukangano maunoba tinokushura nekuti ndiri munhu mutema ragare wanetika nevanhu vatema nikakuira munyika nevanhu vatema ine track inopara chatubia black man nagaiwe semunhu mutema ndakanetsa buriwe kusanyeperwa hey munhu mutema anachakanaka kubakubaratsa marimbo spakwa anda chaminuka ndatombogara you know need that party for this thing saka iwe mupenzi wangu uri kutichi nyera chipotiki chikashanda uzvitembe vachatsamura zvavo uri valembe kupana mahembe ane prazi kushombe madongi mbuzi matumbe nemombe ini ndinopara ndiri munhu mutema kutsvaga mari yangu ini semunhu mutema ndine kasaira kangu ndege munhu mutema ndimutsira dzinza redu revanhu vatema.
Now that's the music of Manix. The track is called Munumu Tema. Beautiful music there from an amazing vocalist who started off with Transit Crew, formed his band Manix and the Mo Family, and I can exclusively tell you that he is returning to Transit Crew this coming weekend. Yeah, he's going to be singing with Transit Crew again. So yeah, it's a big boost for them because it was getting a bit, I don't know. I mean, no disrespect to the guys that were singing there, but the vocal abilities of that man, Manix, is just legendary. That's Manix, Munumu Tema. Now, something that happened this week, which is sad, is a Zimbabwean by the name of Munyaradzi Sithole was killed in a hit-and-run accident in, where was this, in Toronto, in Canada. This was on Friday when he was out celebrating his 31st birthday. He was studying at the University of Waterloo, and, he was out celebrating his 31st birthday, and he was run over by a minivan, and the person who ran him over ran away. The person who ran him over has since been arrested, but it's sad. And so there's a GoFundMe campaign. If you go and look for it on the internet, just go and find for GoFundMe, look for Munyaradzi Sithole, and they're trying to repatriate his body to Zimbabwe, which is sad. And there's so many of these things that are happening where we've got people, Zimbabweans, that are out there in the diaspora who unfortunately are passing away, and it's sad, and it must feel incredibly horrible, to die in a country that's not your own. You know, I mean, it's horrible to die in any country, and that's just horrible. But I mean, far away from home, and there's so many costs, and there's so much isolation. You know, there's no support system, and that begs the question. Like, we don't really appreciate the stuff that people in the diaspora go through. And you're looking at this divide between Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans in the diaspora. There is no real appreciation over how that feels and the different little things, the little nuances that come with what Zimbabwe is about and being out there and not being able to live it. I mean, a lot of the times, people don't appreciate how much the diaspora did in as far as the country is concerned when the country was in the real doldrums and there was no money and so forth. And these people are working their rear ends off to try and get things working for their family members back home. And you've got to think that poor Munyaradzi was out there and he was planning to set up a moving company so as to be able to support family back home. And it's sad, I just can't begin to imagine how it feels for someone out there. I mean, it's incredibly sad. It's one of the saddest things in the world. And so I just decided to ask a few people who are in the diaspora to tell me what they miss about being back home, just so we get a bit of a gauge on what that feels like. First person I asked for was a woman who's back this side, Barudo Nyangulu Mungofa, came, and she gave us a contribution on what it feels like being out there.
What I missed most about Zimbabwe when I lived in the UK was definitely people, my family, my parents, my extended family, friends. You know, Zimbabwe for me is about the people. It's about the interaction. It's about the way of life and the way we engage, and not having that or being in a different setting that didn't speak to that at all was the hardest part of living abroad.
So there you have it, the people, the support system and all that. Then I also asked Amanda, and this is what she had to say, and she's based in South Africa at the moment.
Damn, I really miss home, like a lot. I miss everything. I miss my friends. I just miss the streets of Harare. I miss my family. I just think, you know, home is always best.
Yeah, so the running theme is, well, miss family, the support system, home, and that sort of thing. And yeah, and rest in peace to Munyara Zisitole. Yeah, rest in peace.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Fuck it. Loko wana ne mukoshe unongondida, shaka shaka. Ike ikandi furatira unongomira, nini? Unerudo rusina buzikuza. Anjenga mukwana ne uri mubumba zaguza. Musikara kurwa tipara zani so baby. Namuzigo mesei inindi chamira newe.
Yeah, that's the music of a group by the name of Soul Africa. The track is called My Valentine. The name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. On the other side, I talk about interracial dating. Woo!
Crank it up and piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Yes, the Criticast. The name is Larry. And this thing I'm going to talk about right now, interracial dating, is something that divides opinion across the board. Now, in essence, you know, we live in a racialized world. Everything is racialized. Let's just put that on the ground, the cards on the table. This is in spite of what you think, where you think that race doesn't matter. In reality, it does. And more so when people are dating, because whatever happens, one side or the other is going to feel uncomfortable about it. But one side or the other, I'm not talking about the couple, I'm talking about the people they're associated with. Now, the reality of the situation when you look at this country, let's look at some of the basics. For example, you know, in Zimbabwe, you're never really ever going to see a person of like Pakistani or Indian descent dating a black person. It's just not seen. It happens once in a while, or if it's a fling, that's a completely different thing. But you know, seriously dating, I don't know if there is some sort of thing that's happening. I don't know if it's religious, customary, whatever it is, but it just doesn't happen. And then you find, of course, that the white people and the black people dating that are in Zimbabwe tend to be people that come, well, the white people tend to come from other countries. So it's somebody who's come to Zimbabwe and they're from, you know, Norway, Germany, whatever it is. It's rarely ever as a white Zimbabwean dating a black Zimbabwean. That just rarely happens. And then the other thing that you find happening is, when a black Zimbabwean dates a white girl, and that becomes serious, the association that the white people, the extended friendship and friends and family of the white girl, or the white, but more often it's the white girl. I don't know if the word is shunning. Shunning might be a strong word, but what then tends to happen is that they don't really roll as much as they did together. I don't know what it is. Maybe something about maybe people going into different, it's a customary thing or whatever it is, but we live in a really racialized world. Now, having said all that, what do I think about interracial dating? I think that it should never be an issue. It should never, ever be an issue, primarily because if you are sitting there and you think to yourself that it can only ever date one race, you are an idiot. Yeah, because human beings are human beings at the end of the day. You can't sit there and convince yourself that if you date somebody that is from another race, the world is going to explode and everything as we know it is just going to get, you know, go all tits up. There's something fundamentally wrong with the world for thinking that you know, that people are just people. Stop thinking about race when you decide who to date. After all, you never know. Maybe that person that you're saying that you can't be with is a person that makes sense in your world. So don't make stupid rules. Human beings are human beings. Yeah, what do you think about interracial dating? I know there's pressures out there that come with it, but at the end of the day, you're human beings. Don't make a big deal out of it. Yeah, with that I say, the name is Larry. You've been listening to The Quiddy Cast. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiddyrai.com. Or follow me on Twitter @QuiddyRai, or go to my website www.larryquiddyrai.com, and that's got a YI at the end. And you could WhatsApp me, that's a thing, +263 776 595 560. And with that, I leave you listening to the music of Rhymes and the Age, the African Hip Hop Blog, featuring the Orthodox Six, and On This Verse, Outspoken. The name is Larry. It's been The Quiddy Cast.
It's like a hailstorm rain, and I'm hard when I spit a verse. I've been in this game since Dr. Dre was still a nurse. So if you bite in my raps, tight flow when you speak, cause I crocodile snap and I throw up a stick. Know what it is? Outspoken, just flow up the tip. Like I got a pair of nuts when your esophagus is off in his ears. I tell dudes to pay mine, cause when real MCs drop bars, it ain't kind. My freestyle sick that they thinking that that's written, cause I flow off the top of my dome like that shitting. Basket it, they think I gone soft cause I don't battle, but you bling rappers still couldn't outshine my shadow. I'm in here for my new way, but I'm here for my new way, I'm here for my new way, I'm here for my new way. Kutipa microphone kusikayati baba, kikaji haiti mikseve seva no pata. Orthodox bringing the heat and I'll God venom. I was open to chill, but upmost was like get em. The backpack rapper is back with a bad habit, blasting all you bastard MCs off of the atlas. I don't see no MCs here, that's why
if you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey baby, you wanna